Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's often both difficult and dangerous for anyone to come forward and file a domestic abuse complaint. For immigrants living in this country illegally, there's another danger: deportation. President Trump's tougher enforcement of immigration laws has led to increased arrests, and reports of federal immigration agents showing up at schools and courts are further heightening fear among people in the country without authorization. But what happens when that fear is used as a weapon? This morning, WBUR's Shannon Dooling tells us how immigration status has been used to torment and intimidate one local woman, and why more people may be looking for a way out.
Antonia, who lives north of Boston, is nervous about being deported back to the Dominican Republic. She traveled here on a tourist visa and stayed in the country longer than she was authorized. But the mother of three has an even bigger fear: her ex-boyfriend.
Esa persona me golpeaba la boca, me gritaba.
He hit me in the mouth, he yelled at me, he broke my phone, until one day I couldn't take it anymore because he grabbed a knife and threatened me and my children. Antonia says her ex grabbed a knife from her kitchen and ran around checking under the beds for another man who didn't exist. In his rage, Antonia says he waved the knife around, threatening to kill her and her children. Her 8-year-old daughter hid behind the couch. Because she fears for her safety, we're only using part of her first name. Her ex-boyfriend is a naturalized U.S. citizen, also from the Dominican Republic. She says after they first met, he'd give her rides and help her with her English homework. But all of that changed.
Por eso yo no quería volver a estar mal con esa persona y...
I didn't want to be with him anymore, and I separated from him, and I distanced myself, but he kept looking for me and calling me. And one day he called me and asked me to go to his house, and that's when it started all over again. He started hitting me. He bit me on this hand, and I told him, this isn't okay, you're hurting me. I'm going to have to call the police, but I don't know how to speak English. So I grabbed my children and left. And it wasn't just the bloody lip, the bite marks, or the bruises. Antonia says her ex riddled her with psychological abuse as well. He knew she'd overstayed her visa and knew she was terrified of being separated from her children. I was afraid every time he did something to me because I couldn't call the police, because he'd say to me that if I called the police, they're going to deport me. And I regret this because this is how he got away with the abuse. He just kept doing the same thing.
Essentially, they're having to choose between safety and deportation. And often it's not so clear cut.
Julie Dahlstrom is director of Boston University's Immigrants' Rights and Human Trafficking Program. She says for survivors like Antonia, weighing the certainty of an abusive household versus the uncertainty of deportation can be a difficult choice.
You know, when a survivor picks up the phone and they're undocumented, they don't know who's going to be on the other end of the line. It is law enforcement, but they don't know how closely they're connected with immigration, which is really challenging.
There is an avenue to protection that a growing number of immigrants are considering a viable option. Some people living here without authorization who've been victims of crime in the U.S. are eligible for protection from deportation. They can apply for what's known as a U visa. Hema Sarang Saminsky is a senior attorney at Boston's Victim Rights Law Center. She says the lengthy wait for a U visa used to be a deterrent for clients, but that appears to be changing under the Trump administration.
It does feel like, you know, survivors are more willing to take that chance and wait for the U visa in the current climate, I think largely because of a concern of, you know, not having anything else to fall back on.
And they are taking a chance. While waiting for approval of the visa, applicants have no legal status and no work authorization. The Office of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services issues 10,000 U visas nationwide a year. There are close to 170,000 pending applications. The first step in the application process is filing with a law agency to certify the crime took place and the victim was helpful in an investigation. That could mean applying with a police department or a district attorney's office. Jake Wark is spokesman for the Suffolk County DA's office.
There's really no question that we've seen a very sharp rise in the overall number of applications since this time last year.
Work says they've seen close to a tripling of U visa applications, from 19 between January 1st and August 1st of 2016, up to 52 during that same time period this year. The Essex, Worcester County, and Norfolk DA's offices have also seen slight increases in U visa applications. Other offices have had little change or seen slight decreases. Nationwide, there have been concerns that unauthorized immigrants will be less likely to report crimes to local authorities, given President Trump's broadened enforcement priorities. In fact, a recent survey of advocates and lawyers finds there has been a drop in reports of crime by undocumented immigrants in some parts of the country. But still, for others who may have been victims of crime in the past, desperation may be winning over, and some hope is better than none. Again, Hema Sarang-Saminsky of the Victim Rights Law Center.
I think that survivors are really thinking about, you know, what are avenues to safety right now. And there's just so much uncertainty that having some kind of application for relief in the works, it feels like it could result in some additional protection or safety right now.
And for Antonia, who just recently filed her U visa application, she says she's grateful for at least the possibility of protection.
I
mean, really, I think there are people who are treating women badly and abusing women just because they know they're not here legally. But we have rights, too. We have rights that we don't know about. That's the reality. Antonia feels a little relief now that her application is in. Immigration attorneys say the current wait for a U visa is anywhere between 2 and 6 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.